On this episode of Reclaiming History, I spent time in Savannah, Georgia. I went to the Beach Institute, took a African-American tour of downtown Savannah, and attended a music concert. Stay tuned for this upcoming episode of Reclaiming History.
Once again, welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History, airing on WOOC 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary. This is Lavonia Mallory, and you guys know I'm on vacation, but what's vacation mean? It means another opportunity to work. I'm in Savannah, Georgia, and I'm at the Beach Institute, and I'm interviewing a very special young lady. Tell my listeners your name and what you do here.
Okay, sure. My name is Lucy Long, and I am one of the volunteers for the Genealogy Research Support Center here on the second floor of the Beach Institute.
So what does this mean, the Genealogy Center? Like, what can I do here? And first, tell me, why do you do this?
Well, I'm actually a visual anthropologist. So I'm a visual artist who uses anthropology and genealogy in conjunction with my work to tell our story as Black Americans and how we got here, using the findings of culture and traditions across the diaspora.
And are you going to school somewhere? Are you currently working on your PhD or your master's, or did you just recently finish?
Well, I'm a practicing artist. My formal background is in economics and finance, which is still a social science. And I've been a practicing visual artist for 8 years now.
So how can I do my genealogy? How does it work for me? I'm not a historian. I know a little bit about my family. How do I get started with this process?
Right. It sounds very simple, but the best thing we can do is really talk to our family members. A lot of times we may not know our parents as well as we think we do, or our grandparents. So if you have any aging elders, please make sure that you're spending as much time with them, asking them questions about their younger years, about marriage dates, birth dates, any type of migrations that they may have had. If they, were born in South Carolina and ended up in Brooklyn, New York, that's very, very important so that you can track that in your census and through your documentation. But the biggest thing would be to start with yourself first and start writing out the most memorable memories that you have within your life. Make sure that you're archiving that or documenting it in some sort so that you can pass it down to your kids or your nieces and nephews. And then start working yourself back to your parents and grandparents and so on and so forth.
So how far back can you go as a African American? Can you actually go back to the original plantation and the original ship that maybe your ancestors came in on?
Yes, I believe that is, it is possible. Many have been able to do so. Once we get to about 1870, a lot of African Americans hit somewhat of a roadblock, a perceived roadblock, where we were not, though we've always been free, legally the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't until 1865. So before then, we were not included in the census. So we were not able to track our ancestors back. So then we may start having to look back at the plantation records and then finding our ancestors through that. And this is where it would kick in to hopefully talk to those older elders to see what kind of information they have so that we can do our check and balances. And then, getting back into the transatlantic slave trade, the maps and the different things that they have, the resources that they have online.
So tell my listeners again your name, where you work, and if you have a contact information, how can they reach you online or reach out to the Beach Center and get their genealogy started?
Sure. My name is Lucy Long, and I am a visual anthropologist and a volunteer at the Genealogy Center here at the Beach Institute. Our Instagram is GRSC_genealogy, and our Facebook is GRSC.genealogy11.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, you'll hear me on a tour of the historic downtown Savannah district, where African slaves built much of what is now historic housing. you will hear the guy talking about pinch bricks, these gray bricks, which are unique to Savannah. The bricks were made on the Hermitage Plantation in the 1800s. They were hand-formed by slaves, and they were made from the gray-colored clay that was at the bottom of the Savannah River. The clay was not suitable for growing crops, but it was perfect for making bricks. To this day, they don't have the actual formula or the mixture that the slaves use to make the gray bricks that are famous in Savannah. These bricks have been priced at $4 a brick. Some have paid $50 a brick. They are extremely valuable, but their value is based on the fact that no one knows how the slaves actually came up with the brick formula. Stay tuned.
So check out where the free person of color live now. The woman were washerwoman, bakers, cooks, or dressmakers. The men were shoe cobblers, brick masons, and blacksmith. And if she's free, her church is a bone free. And since we work together, and please, you don't have to take my word, we have the most ownership then than we have now in this country. So now we're blacks, African Americans, whatever. But as persons of color, we have the most ownership than we have now in this country. Whatever reason, I don't know, now coming up on our right. 511 built for Miss Savage. And that's a black law firm, Charles A.B. Bell. And that blue on our right is Hate Blue from Benin, West Africa, to keep all evil away. Catherine of Vaux, 1853.
Can I take a picture of that?
Yeah. You're going to listen about Gullah Geechee. Now, what it is, it's continuation of West Africanism. Now, we first came to Georgia from South Carolina, but we all derived out of West Africa, so it's all the same thing.
So this color of this house...
Yes, ma'am.
...is a particular Benin...
Benin, West Africa tradition.
And this house was built by Africans.
Free person of color.
Free persons of color.
There you go. That's what we class. Person, and you saw the law. Person of color. 515, Metatabi, in Spain, that'll be Coquina. Seashell, sand, lime, and the water. That was built back in 1820 for Hannibal Britton. It's a shotgun style, compiled straight through, in the front, out the back. That was built 1799.
So these were all small homes built by free persons of color. And this is this special brick you were talking about.
You see that sign? Handmade, baby, from the Hermit. There you go.
Handmade brick from Hermitage Plantation. That was a plantation where slaves made the brick?
Made that brick. From the Hermitage. And to this date, we don't have no formula for it. Now, what I figured...
We don't have a formula for this brick?
Now, if you cook, how can you put a pitch? How could a pitch go to formula? There's a formula for a pitch.
That concludes this episode of Reclaiming History. Tune in next time while I will continue to take you on my trip to Savannah, Georgia, and you'll get to enjoy both the feel and the sound of Savannah.